Daughters of the Lake, written by Wendy Webb and read by Exe Sands.
Chapter 1. It was finally time for the lake to give her up. And so, one morning in late summer, her body washed gently into the shallows, as though she had simply been floating in a peaceful, watery slumber. She was wearing a white gown, a long, billowing, delicate thing, still tied with a bow at the neck, the sort of garment one might imagine wealthy women of the past wearing to bed. A tangle of auburn hair cascaded around her face. She was smiling slightly, and her startling violet-colored eyes were open just a bit, as if awakening from a dream. One arm was concealed beneath the folds of her gown, the other stretched out onto the beach, her hand grasping at the sand as if she were trying to pull herself ashore. Her appearance was all the more remarkable, since she had died nearly a century earlier. No one who was alive when her body floated onto shore that morning knew anything about her, with the single exception of Kate Granger, who, by no coincidence whatsoever, was in a house that overlooked the very beach where the body now rested. This dead woman's loved ones were long dead themselves, their stories and hers, as magical or as ordinary as they were, buried with them, disintegrating into the earth or the water, becoming a forgotten part of the landscape, just as this woman had been for the past 100 years. But some stories, especially peculiar hidden ones involving murder and mystery, have a way of bubbling to the surface, especially when wrongs need to be righted. They make themselves heard, despite efforts to keep them silent. All in the proper time. And now was the proper time. At the moment the body washed ashore, Kate Granger was pouring the last of the pot of coffee into her mug before curling up with the crossword puzzle in the armchair that had been her favorite as a child. She was unaware her life was about to veer off in a very strange direction. Her father, Fred, discovered the body. Fred had been walking this particular stretch of beach with his dog every morning for more years than he cared to admit. He gained a sense of peace during these jaunts, with the music of the water lapping at the shore. It was life-giving to him, in more ways than one. He had found a share of items on the beach over the years, small things given up by the lake, blown into shore on the wind and the waves. There were the rocks, of course, stones that had been polished by the sand and the water until they shone like glass. They adorned the beach like seashells, gifts from this inland sea. Folks here wouldn't readily admit it, but most thought these small stones somehow carried the spirit of the lake within them. People picked them up and carried them in their pockets or set them on their dashboards, windowsills, and desks for luck. Rocks weren't the only things Fred found during his walks. Even as a little boy, the lake would offer things up to him for his perusal, inspection, or enjoyment. One morning, after a particularly violent storm had reared up suddenly in the night, Fred found a piece of a lifeboat and knew that the lake had taken a ship with all its astonished hands to the bottom. Once he found a canoe floating in the shallows, still containing a picnic lunch, two life jackets, and an unopened bottle of Jack Daniels. He did some checking around, but never learned who owned the canoe or what the lake had done with them. But he knew better than to open that bottle of Jack. Still, he had never found anything like this. Never a person. That morning had begun like any other, with Fred and his German shepherd, Sadie, descending the long wooden stairway from his deck to the beach. Instead of running down the shoreline as she usually did, Sadie had just stood still. Tail down, head lowered, she'd stared out across the lake and growled deep in her throat, as though the lake's very presence was menacing. Fred had called to her, "Sadie, let's go, girl." But she wouldn't move. He had taken a moment to scan the horizon in the direction of Sadie's gaze, and sure enough, he saw something floating there, but at such a distance he couldn't tell what it was. A piece of driftwood? An overturned kayak? As he'd watched it float closer to shore, Fred had begun to feel a knot in the pit of his stomach. That was no kayak.